I still vomit before every show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Don and Mike Show.
So good.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Hey, what about Paula Goldstein?
I'm not happy.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Okay.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh. Paula Goldstein.
You don't have education.
Paula Goldstein.
Mommy Boobies.
There you go.
We got to move that Mommy Boobies tape somewhere. It's easier for me to find.
Yeah, he'll be using it a lot.
Put it in your car.
Because it's too close to education and shine box.
You know who that is?
Who?
It's the hot new lady on The View.
Mommy Boobies.
Sherry Fat Ass?
That's her.
Really?
See, because it's like this. It's the education.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
The button right next to that is...
Mommy Boobies.
And the button right next to that is...
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Three that stand alone.
And then the one right next to that is this one.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
Oh, Fife.
Barney.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Checked on those ratings for you from the 18 to 49 overnights. The shows don't overlap neatly. In other words... Kid Nation was completely over by the time Kitchen Nightmares started, but here's what we got. First half of Kid Nation got a 2.7, but was beaten by Back to You with a 3.1.
So the Back to You is the Kelsey Grammer show.
Right.
Okay.
Second half of Kid Nation, just so you'll know, got a 3.2. First half of Kitchen Nightmares got a 2.8.
These are 18 to 49
overnights. Yeah. Right. Second half of Kitchen Nightmares, a 3.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
There you go.
Then they're all successful.
Everybody wins.
Everybody's a winner.
That's good. They're all successful.
You know, one of the things most of us are overlooking about the latest OJ story is the boost it will give to Las Vegas. One local journalist called it possibly the biggest thing since Siegfried and Roy.
Come on.
Listen to this. It partly depends on whether the judge decides to let cameras into the courtroom, of course. In Nevada and a lot of other places, each and every judge gets to make that call. Yes, a yes answer from the judge about cameras means that hotel rooms for 2,000 reporters for 28 nights at an average of $1.50 a night.
And you know what?
That's nearly $8.5 million.
You got to hear him out on that. Yeah. If you think about it from that standpoint,
right?
You're goddamn right.
$8.5 million for hotels for 2,000 reporters for a month. Even if they cut expenses with buffet dining, they'll eat $5.5 million worth of food.
Hey, and what reporter wouldn't want that assignment, huh? That's a great gig.
Yeah, sure is.
Vegas, baby.
The reporters would spend $4 million on rental cars and airline tickets in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And all those numbers could double if the case drags on or becomes internationally fascinating.
Wow. Wayne Newton, your next winner on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, baby.
And the man that I'll be seeing in concert this weekend with my mother-in-law.
You have a good time.
Winner.
This man is at the beach with his mother.
Enjoy.
And finally, from our Make Up Your Own Jokes department, Courtney Love has a new fragrance.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
No word on when we'll get
it. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
You smelled it then. No word on when we'll get a whiff of Courtney, but she says she's been reading up on marketing between Pilates, Alcoholics Anonymous, seeing a shrink, and chanting for Buddha.
There you go.
In London, the inventor of a new air freshener is making a killing now that smoking in pubs has been outlawed. The room spray he invented smells like ashtray. See,
wow.
Without the stale tobacco smell, other even less pleasant odors have become apparent in English pubs.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
Ew.
Specifically, body odor and vomit.
Looks like baby vomit.
Spray's already a hit in Ireland, but the smell of success is not always sweet. Just ask Courtney Love.
Ew.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. And on that happy note, that's it. We're out of here. See you tomorrow, cats. Next meeting in exactly 20 hours from now. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And
don't make the mistake I made.
What's that?
In England, they're not called pubes. They're called pubs. Pubs.
Right, Peter North.
Oh, you got Peter North today.
Silence.
Still on the air.
This is the Don and Mike Show.